You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It is a gym class coming your way here on KGYM on a Tuesday afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us here in Eastern Iowa and wherever you may be on the internet. Scott Udash with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from the southwest side and his back porch joining me in a couple of moments. Jeff Johnson joining us today. Cedar Rapids Colonels back in action. After 600-plus days this evening, as the Colonels will take on the Peoria Chiefs coming up this evening at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And I believe that is a 6:35 start out there at the ballpark to kick off 2021 in the brand new Central League, High Class A Central League, or Hackle, as Jeff is calling it. It's just rolls right off the tongue, the same as the Midwest League. Just rolls right off there. We'll talk about that. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk a bevy of subjects with Jeff Johnson coming up on the program in just a little bit. We got a little bit of afternoon baseball going on and other things as we come your way. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well, as we welcome you in Cedar Rapids on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. Iowa City, you're listening on 106.3 FM. Also listening in, folks on the KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. We thank you for doing so. And if you missed any part of our program, you can go revisit it, and you can do that on the podcast, KGYMradio.com, as well as Apple and Spotify. And we encourage you to do so as we come your way on the Tuesday edition of the program. And we have for you again today and all this week here on KGYM on the Gym Class your chance to win 4 tickets to a Friday night of racing at Hawkeye Downs. We get underway this Friday night, beginning at 7:30 with racing. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Qualifying starts at 7 o'clock. Racing at 7:30. First of the races this year for 2021 at Hawkeye Downs. Looking forward to that. And we'll give you an opportunity to pick up tickets coming up before 4 o'clock here today. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the text line as Mark joins me on this Tuesday afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Good afternoon to everyone. And looking forward to talking to birthday boy Jeff Johnson as the minor league seasons get underway, finally. Also, some news about a longtime wrestling coach and a local guy gets paid.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad indeed. Yes, we'll wish Jeff a happy birthday coming up a little bit later on. And of course, this is the day for Star Wars fanatics out there. May the 4th, of course, is designated as, you know, the May the Force. You get it right, Mark. You get it. So a lot of things out there today as far as Star Wars is concerned. So enjoy your day today. I've seen a couple of the movies. I must admit, I was never a huge Star Wars fanatic. I thought it was the original was a very good movie. I think the second one was very good. I'm not into the whole franchise, if you will, but if you are, that's great. And enjoy the day today. How many of the Star Wars movies have you seen, Mark?
The original, that's it. I'm not a big sci-fi guy, although I was hooked on Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
The television series, and I hardly ever missed an episode when it was on. William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy et al. Star Wars, okay. But again, I'm not a big sci-fi guy, but I know there are plenty of people who are.
Guess who is a Star Trek fan? Guess who?
I don't know.
Buttons.
Ah.
You got his attention. Big Star Trek fan over there. Who just said, by the way, I mean, Buttons much younger than we are, Mark. As you know, I know, and everybody knows.
Ask him if he liked Uhura.
Uhura? Ah, very good. He's a big fan. Big fan. Very, yeah. He gives a thumbs up and an okay as far as that one is concerned. Yeah, he likes Star Trek, but then we were talking about the Colonel's opening tonight. He said Mr. Shucks scared him as a youngster. Mr. Shucks hasn't been around that many years. Or maybe
neither has Buttons.
No, I know. So it's a dichotomy going right now. it's a little strange out there. But Shucks will be out there. Everybody will be out there tonight. And should be a very nice night for a ball game. We've had a lot worse in Eastern Iowa, let me tell you that. But this one should be good. One of the better ones. Temperatures will probably be in the low 50s, getting down into the 40s by the time the ball game winds through as the Colonels take on Peoria coming up tonight. And first ball game in over 600 days as far as Cedar Rapids and the rest of the minor league world is concerned. And everybody gets started tonight around the minor leagues with the new, I guess, affiliation, for lack of a better word, with Major League Baseball. You'll notice changes, I'm sure. We'll talk about some of those changes with Jeff Johnson coming up in a little bit. But, you know, it's still hit the ball, catch the ball, throw the ball. And when it comes down to it, right, Mark?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what the quality of play is. I don't think it'll slip a great deal. But Cedar Rapids Colonels have been through so much, as all of us have been, this last year plus, not only with COVID, but when the derecho hit, it damaged a large portion of the ballpark. Most of that has been repaired. I know Jeff has reported there'll be LED lighting out there. Some of it temporary right now, but the rest of it will be permanent after this six-game homestand. And the Colonels go on the road for a week. So be interesting to see what the ballpark looks like. I'm sure it's fabulous. And great to have baseball back here in town.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Speaking of baseball, 0112 reminding us Mitch Keller on the mound tonight for the Pirates as they are at Petco to take on the San Diego Padres coming up this evening. One game, I believe, going on as far as Major League Baseball. I think it's just one game. Going on. They were rained out last night at Wrigley Field. And this is why betting is not an easy thing, Mark. The Cubs and the Dodgers going at it, first of two. And you take a look at it and you go, Clayton Kershaw. I think Walker Buehler is going in the nightcap, or Bauer, somebody like that. Two good, really good pitchers for the Dodgers are going today. Not that Kyle Hendricks is chopped liver or anything like that, but the Cubs get four in the first off of Clayton Kershaw and send him to the showers, and the Cubs are ahead 6-0 right now at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, it looked to be a daunting twin bill with Kershaw, and I think Bauer is the scheduled game two starter later on. It looked to be a tough climb for the Cubs, but the Dodgers have been kind of reeling. And I knew they had hoped to get more than an inning out of Clayton Kershaw, but the Cubs with what appears to be a much needed win in game one, up 6-0, bottom of five.
You're right. It is Trevor Bauer going in number two. So yeah, that's why there's no such thing as a sure thing out there. 17-23. Now you got Star Trek people all worked up, Mark.
Okay.
Star Trek Deep Space Nine starred one of our own, Cedar Rapidian Terry Farrell. Yes, it did. Cedar Rapids, Washington grad from back in the, I think, early 80s. Not too far away from my class, but across town at Washington. Yes, Terry Farrell. Very much so. Yes, Kate Mulgrew from Dubuque on Star Trek Voyager. Thank you very much. Look at Buttons throwing out the knowledge today about Star Trek. Huh?
Very nice.
Very nice. Matt in Fairfax, I've never seen a minute of any Star Wars movie. I'm going to my seventh straight Colonel's opener tonight and cannot wait. He gives a prediction. Colonel's 7, Peoria 2. If you think betting Major League Baseball is hard, I'm not even going to attempt minor league baseball. There's no betting on minor league baseball, is there?
Not that I know of, unless you get into it. I don't know. I can't answer that. Other people can. But, Matt, go ahead and register your vote at KGYMRadio.com. Our poll question today, who will win tonight's game at Vets Memorial Stadium, Cedar Rapids or Peoria? Thanks, as always, to Steve Anderson and his crew at Hawkeye Title and Settlement for bringing us the poll question.
You always want to see the home team win, Mark, but I think tonight 75% and higher of the people there aren't going to care. They're just there because there's a ball game, and that's being played for the first one in over 600 days anyway.
Or get their favorite chocolate-covered something or another, right?
Or their favorite beverage.
Yeah.
4222 is asking, am I wrong? But it really seems like the Cubs have gotten after Kershaw in the last 5 or 6 years. I would have to look. I would have to look and see how that is. They are.
You'd
today.
Have to ask more of an ardent Cub follower than me, but I think there is one right down the hallway, Scott.
I will wait for the response on that one. But they got to Kershaw today. There's no doubt about that. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And 3166, going to be a good night, my wife and I. 8-year anniversary today and opening day. They're spending it at the ballpark. What could be better? By the way, did you see the Arizona Diamondbacks go above and beyond for the what was it, a blind date or a second date, something like that for a couple? I guess, can you call it a couple if they've been on two dates or a blind date? They featured them on Jumbotrons. They were making them like the king and queen of the stadium for the night, and because it was put out there on social media. That was just a couple days ago. The Arizona Diamondbacks did that. But I thought that was kind of neat in 2021. I guess that is one of the advantages as far as social networking and social media are concerned, is that you can bring things a little bit closer. There are many, many negatives, but I think that is probably one of the positives, that you can find out information like that and use that information to have a fun day for those folks.
What if she's not all in? Maybe she's just a baseball fan and getting her ticket to the game.
Just because?
Just because.
I don't know.
Today it seemed, I don't know. I'm no expert.
319-366-1600. This sounds like Mark's dating advice here. Wait a minute. That was a shtick of the other show back in the day.
We do not want to have that segment
with Ryder. We don't want to do that segment. Two old guys doing. Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want that. 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Jeff Johnson going to join us in about 5 minutes or so, and we will talk with JJ. Other things going on. We mentioned social networking, social media, and one of the things that may not be a good aspect of it. We'll kick this around a little bit more, perhaps. But last night, and you and I are both not great big fans of the NBA, but did catch this. Ja Morant last night, the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year from Murray State, was kicked out of the ball game. Got a couple technicals after his coach was kicked out in the last minute for Memphis, and went to Twitter after the game and kind of let the referee have it a little bit. And is this, you know, it's not the first one to do it, but, you know, he put a little venom into it. And we'll probably get fined, I would imagine, by the Adam Silver and everybody as far as the association is concerned. But, you know, that's not a good precedent. You don't want to, that's not something you want to get started as far as sports leagues are concerned, is it? To go after referees or officials or what have you after a ruling?
Well, his tweet will do one or both of two things. Number one, make him a target of officials for maybe the near future, if not the long term. And secondly, it will raise the eyebrows of the league office. And Ja, get your checkbook ready to go, dude.
Yeah, because you're going to be lighter in it. Not that yep. It matters. Not that it matters. I just don't think it's a very good precedent to be set. And I side with the NBA here. I do. I side with everybody as far as the suits in the front office is concerned. I think you got a level of pretty good fine here, because you don't want that. He said, he said back and forth about what happened. But at any rate, 319-366-1600. If you want to comment on that, or if you want to trade Star Trek trivia with Mark and Buttons today. I never really got into the Star Trek either, I'm afraid. So you guys are on your own as far as this is concerned.
Fair enough.
You can answer all that. You can answer all that.
Not all, but I'm pretty good at it. Yeah.
All right. 0623, we'll get to your question for Jeff Johnson when we talk with him here in a couple minutes. There are many different rules as far as minor league baseball is concerned this year, and we'll talk about that with JJ coming up in just a little bit, just a couple of minutes, by the way. Don't forget, we've got Hawkeye Downs tickets to give away on the program today and all through the day on KGYM. We feature Pardon Our Interruption, and we're going to give get you a chance to win $1,000. When you hear us interrupt any radio show in the gym with the cash keyword, head to kgymradio.com and enter in that hour's keyword for your chance to win $1,000. There are multiple times to win on our multiple KGYM frequencies. And listen in throughout the day, not only on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM, but also the Gym OT, 107.5 FM. KGYMradio.com has all the rules and all the details available right there at 3:22. Good news today for a local athlete, Mark, or former local athlete, Cedar Rapids Kennedy product, former Iowa Hawkeye Sean Beyer. Now we know a little bit more about the contract that he signed with the Denver Broncos, or at least the offer that he signed with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, it's been reported Sean is going to receive a $15,000 signing bonus, and $110,000 of his base salary is going to be guaranteed as well, making $125,000 at this point anyway, guaranteed for the free agent signee of the Denver Broncos. And looking into this, the tight end room is pretty full for the Denver Broncos right now. Of course, you have Noah Fant, another former Iowa Hawkeye, the starter. The backup, whose last name I cannot pronounce, he's from Missouri, has battled knee and hip injuries, and his return is kind of iffy. The Broncos also have Troy Fumagalli from Wisconsin, who's played in 19 games in the NFL. And just yesterday, curiously, the Broncos signed Eric Saubert, an NFL veteran out of Drake, a tight end, and brought back Austin Fort, who was a free agent for the Broncos in 19, but he also is battling knee injuries. So Beyer, extremely talented and gifted athlete, he's going to give it his all, I know. Whether he makes the team remains to be seen. And Scott, you know what? If he ends up on the practice squad, it's not a bad gig. that pays $9,200 a week, should he stay 18 weeks, $165,000 of very, very hard work on the practice squad. Not a bad gig just out of college.
Yeah, and not a bad spot either. You mentioned a room full of tight ends for Denver, but a lot of them with some injury notations. And even if he can make the practice squad, and I think that would be, you obviously want to make the team. There's no doubt about that. It'd be great to see Denver, even though I'm a Chiefs fan. It would still be great to see the Broncos with two Hawkeyes as far as tight ends are concerned. But even if you can get on the practice squad, like you mentioned, you're basically one injury away or one opportunity away from getting up to the National Football League. And there's no doubt Sean Beyer can play at that level. You mentioned the athletic prowess that he has. Keep in mind, he was not only a great football player, Kennedy, a tremendous track star for the Cougars as well. And very good as far as the jumps are concerned. And I think he's going to at least, at the very minimum, make the practice squad for the Broncos. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit about Matt Nelson from Xavier High School in Cedar Rapids. He was an undrafted free agent, caught on with the Lions, made the practice squad, but has since played 16 games in the NFL, starting one. And all you need is an opportunity and maybe a couple breaks along the way. But this is not undoable for Sean Beyer.
Very much true. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And we're going to talk to Jeff Johnson about opening night for the Cedar Rapids Colonels and many, many other things as far as JJ is concerned. We're going to do that coming up here in just a moment. But all this week, including today, your opportunity to win 4 tickets to come to the races at Hawkeye Downs. If you can't make it this week, they're good for all the Friday nights throughout the year. At Hawkeye Down Speedway on 6th Street Southwest, just down from our studios here on the southwest side. We're gonna give caller number 6 an opportunity to pick up tickets for a race this summer at Hawkeye Downs. 319-366-1600. That's the phone number to call, 319-366-1600. And we'll take caller number 6. And then we'll come back and talk to Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Baseball players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors do. New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during a game. Sign up for the BetMGM app using Hanson100, Hanson100, and if you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Cubs or Dodgers, you'll get $100 if either team hits a home run. And after the baseball has left the park, there's no reason to leave your seat. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code Hanson100, that's Hanson with an O, to win $100 when you bet on the Cubs or Dodgers and either team hits a home run. Swing for the fences with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older, Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Severe weather can sneak up fast. And Lynn County REC wants to help you stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so it's the perfect time to get prepared for storm-related power outages. Make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. And if you haven't already, download the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it simple to report an outage. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Lynn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at LynnCountyREC.com. Then, if the weather takes a turn and the power goes out, you can report it right there in a tap. You can also look over the map to see if it's a widespread outage. Download the Lynn County REC Smart Hub app now during National Electric Safety Month, and you'll be ready if an Iowa storm rolls in. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen. But for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
3:30, back with you on the gym class here on KGYM for this Tuesday. Don't forget Twins baseball coming up later on this evening, 6 o'clock for the pregame show, and 6:35 with the first pitch for Twins baseball. Congratulations to Cade and Marion. He is the winner of our Hawkeye Downs tickets. Opening night coming up this Friday night, 6 o'clock. Gates open. Qualifying at 7, and racing begins at 7:30 coming up this Friday night. And we'll have more tickets to give away throughout the week for you right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is text line available to you. And before we get to Jeff here, 3706, Mark, telling us you talked about Matt Nelson. He did make the practice squad as an offensive lineman instead of a defensive lineman where he played in college. So there you go. There you go.
This is true. Yeah. This is true.
You never know how it's all going to play out. Tonight, we know how it's going to play out. There's going to be baseball here in town for the first time in over 600 days. And to talk about that and all other things under the sun, moon, and stars, we welcome in Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Give him a follow on Twitter and read his stuff at thegazette.com. And happy birthday to you. I'd play something, you know, cute and clever off the internet, but, you know, we're not allowed to do that because of legal reasons anymore. So I'll just say happy birthday to you.
Well, thanks. I stopped counting birthdays a long time ago. So, you know, if it wasn't for, like, my wife, you know, buying me a present and stuff, I wouldn't even known it was, you know, wouldn't even realized it was a birthday today.
And,
so,
and a fine,
you know,
present.
You only turn, you know, 32 once, I guess. So I'll take it.
And a fine present, too. Obviously, they ran out of Ryan O'Reilly jerseys, and you went with the Tarasenko jersey. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Both very fine. Very fine St. Louis Blues.
Absolutely. She did good. You know, we were sitting there watching the Blues game a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, my wife just kind of slyly goes, "Hey, just out of curiosity, who's your favorite Blues player anyway?" And I kind of knew that something was up, so I should have picked, like, the most obscure guy on the roster, right? Had to try and find that.
That would have been mean.
But, yeah.
That would have been mean, but happy 32nd birthday, Jeff.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
If you're 32, that makes me much younger. So, yeah, let's just stick with that. Let's just go with that.
Don't be fooled. He was 32 when I hired him, for crying out loud.
Well, Mark, you're only 40, what, 41, something like that, right?
So. Yeah, that's close. That's close. Yeah. Hey, let's talk some baseball. A new league name, which is really going to, I don't know, maybe not throw people off, but it's weird. But baseball is back, and Colonels have a very familiar roster, do they not?
Yeah, 21 of the 28 guys on the active roster have already played here. There's a couple more on the DL/inactive list that are guys that played here before. So, I mean, you had to expect a lot of that, you know, considering that, you know, they've jumped up a level. What used to be the Midwest League is now high A, was low A before that. So, I hear they're, you know, they're looking for sponsors for these leagues. So, boys, how about the KGYM gym class, high class A league or something like that?
Only if we
that doesn't go well on Bowling Green.
The Hackles.
No, they're not in with the all the former Midwest League teams have made it. They're whatever it is, High A, Southeast, or whatever the hell they're calling that.
Yeah.
Other High A league. So
that's the Hassle League. We're the Hackle.
The Hackle. Halas said High C also works. So that might be, you know, what a great, you know, maybe reach out to High C and see if they want to sponsor the league, right?
Right.
It literally is High C.
Yeah, I think it's always going to be the Midwest League to most people out there, no matter what. And it's going to be interesting tonight. You know, obviously, the majority of people out there are just going to be very thankful that there is baseball again to watch and to take in. You know, like we talked about earlier, it's still hitting the ball, catching the ball, and throwing the ball to the best of your ability. But there are a lot of differences this year, not only because Major League Baseball has stepped in, but then also because of the ongoing situation with COVID-19 and the pandemic.
Yeah. A lot of protocols, most of them set by Major League Baseball, you know, in order to, they want to obviously protect their players. So, you know, players will pretty much be off limits to fans and everyone else, at least for now. Which I understand completely. And, you know, there'll be a crowd maximum every night out here at the ballpark. There'll be, 2,100 as of right now. They've kind of got it figured out. I think it's between 35% and 40% of what would be ordinarily maximum, you know, including the party decks and the suites upstairs and, the grandstand, or not the grandstand, but the seating bowl area and the grass area and things like that. So that's as many people as they'll be able to have at the ballpark right now is 2,100. You know, lots of obviously extra sanitation going on out there and, you know, a lot of steps, literal footprints that, you know, kind of tell you how, if you're 6 feet away from somebody and, you know, waiting in line at the concessions or what have you. So yeah, just a lot of, you know, there's plexiglass up, by the sides of the dugouts to keep, you know, people away, literally keep people away from players and coaches and, you know, the grass area is kind of sectioned off. You know, there's a barrier there, so you can't get any closer than I think it's like 10 to 12 feet to the bullpens, which, as you guys know, are close, real close, you know, at this ballpark. And they took out a row of seats, bleacher seating on the Colonels, above the Colonels bullpen, you know, to keep that socially distant thing in check. So, I mean, just a lot of precautions and a lot of differences, at least right now. And the hope is that, you know, as we go along the season, Major League Baseball will, you know, kind of relax some of the things that they have going on, and you know, maybe we'll get a few more people in the ballpark, and you know, people can interact maybe with the players and the coaches and things like that as we move forward here through the summer.
Yeah, point me in the direction I can breathe some fresh air. But anyway, I want to talk about rule changes, Jeff. And one of the it's got me scratching my head, and that's the rule that you have to step off the rubber to make a pickoff attempt. For example, the first base. And, you know, we all coached baseball or saw coaches that had a left-hander try to protect that left-hand move to first base. And now that's got to be unlearned, I guess, for those lefties. Tell us about that rule and others that folks may encounter out there.
Yeah, that's a big one at this level, Mark. And it's, you know, I know it's an attempt to maybe try and get base stealing back in the game more. And I understand that. But yeah, I mean, it's got to be tough for a left-handed pitcher who's, you know, presumably has always worked on that quote-unquote balk move over to first base. And, you know, now you literally can't do it. You have to step off the rubber before you throw the ball over there. And it also kind of takes away that, like a right-hander, for instance, if there's a guy on second base. I mean, some guys would try the Karate Kid move, as I call it, where, you know, you kind of perch on your right leg and then kind of gradually spin around towards second base with your foot on the other foot on the rubber. So I get it. I mean, it's just experimental. You know, now that Major League Baseball literally runs and the minor leagues, it can do things like that, try things at different levels to try and improve the game. You know, I think you've got bigger bases, I think, in AAA. I mean, it's things like that. I get it. They're trying to improve the game, and because I think they believe that, the way the game's being played now is not necessarily real exciting and enticing for folks, especially, younger folks. So they're trying to, experiment and figure out things that maybe, can overall help the game.
You know, it's hurting the umpires, because I just fear it's going to be so difficult. You know that the pitchers have worked on that move, especially the left-handers. It's going to be a combination of step back throw at the same time, and it's just going to be a matter if the umpire is going to enforce it that night or if they're not going to enforce it that night. And you're going to find umpires that are going to have itchy trigger fingers to call box and some that aren't. So, I feel for them, because they're going to be the ones that are going to take the brunt of all this.
Yeah, but, I mean, guys, come on. You know, those lefties have been cheating for years with that, pick your leg up and am I going to first base or am I not stuff. Come on.
Decades.
And I'm left-handed. Oh.
I know.
Hey, Jeff, what do you think with the 600 days between games, how do you think the quality of play will be?
That's a great question. I talked to manager Brian Dinkelman about that, and one of the players, Trey Cabbage, about it as well. They have rust to knock off, literally, and it'll be interesting to see. I would think it probably would hurt hitters more, right? Because you haven't seen live pitching in 600 days. So, I think pitchers can, go about their craft maybe a little bit more efficiently, on the sides and things like that. So it'll be interesting to find out. They did have, between, I think, 12 and 15 games and down in training camp, spring training, before they came up here. So that'll certainly help. But, yeah, I mean, I can see there might be a little bit of a relearning curve, so to speak. And, Dinkelman kind of mentioned to me, it's like, well, it's physical as much as anything, because you're not used to being out there and playing for nine innings. So you have to get – your body's got to get used to that a little bit too. So, it'll be interesting to see, again, the move up to high A. You hope that maybe it's a little bit cleaner game than what it would be, in low A. But, we'll have to find out. Everybody's got to try and find a routine. Baseball is such a routine-oriented game. Everybody's kind of got to find a routine here, and especially with the new protocols thrown on top of that and everything. So, it might take a couple of weeks or a month before you start seeing everybody getting back to maybe where they were before the long layoff.
Looking at this team, and you mentioned the fact they are a lot of them have been here in Cedar Rapids before, it's a team with some talent on it. There's no doubt about that. Wander Javier back, and you mentioned Trey Cabbage back for a fourth go around here in Cedar Rapids, but what about this team? Just some of the guys you're going to be keeping an eye on. Is this a team that you think is going to have going to be pitching a happy, or is it going to be a team that you're going to see offense a little bit more?
Going to be pitching heavy. I know that every team is, just because there's roster limits are increased. I think you can have as many as 30 guys on the roster, so there's going to be a lot more pitchers on each team just to protect those arms that haven't been around, that haven't pitched in game action for over a year. But yeah, I mean, you got prospects here. I think the highest drafted guy is outfielder Matt Wallner, who was a competitive balance round A. I don't know how you want to phrase it. I call it a sandwich pick. In 2019 at a University of Southern Mississippi, he'll play right field most days, and he's got a lot of pop and thunder in his bat. So, then you have like guys you mentioned, like Javier is a guy that was once a real big time prospect, and it's kind of leveled off because of injuries and things. So he's going to have a big opportunity here to re-improve to improve his prospect status. I hear a lot of good things about starting pitcher Matt Canarino, who was, I think, a second or third rounder out of Rice in 2019 of the Twins. Starting pitcher's got four pitches, can throw them for strikes, just knows how to pitch. He's a guy that I would definitely look out for here, and a guy that could certainly jump to double A, I guess it is now. At some point this season, Blaine Enloe is another high round draft pick who's, a top 20 prospect, another pitcher. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of balanced. I mean, a lot of these guys played for the Colonels, and the Colonels have had a lot of success. So as they go up the ladder, you would hope that as they keep playing together, that success will continue. And I anticipate that it will. I think this will be a competitive ball club.
Jeff, not that the general fan cares a great deal, but I do, having covered the ball club and whatnot. I wonder about the impact of your job in terms of access to the clubhouse. I love going in to the clubhouse before and after the game. I got many stories that way. And then going into the manager's room and whatnot. What kind of access are you going to have?
None. That is the part that quite frankly sucks, Mark. And, as somebody that covered the team, I mean, that's how you find stories. To me, it was always every single player on this roster has a story. It's just a matter of you finding it. And how do you find that? You do it by getting to know the guys and talking to them. And most of the time, or much of the time, in informal settings. And that's not going to happen, at least at the start of this season. So, clubhouse access is none. I believe there's only two people not affiliated with the club, coaches, players, etc., that are even allowed in the clubhouse, and that's GM Scott Wilson and the clubhouse manager, the clubby. So every interview is going to have to be done either by phone or via Zoom, at least right now, and hopefully again. I know all these guys are at 90-some percent, from what I've been told, have been vaccinated. They just got their second shots Thursday, so, another 2 weeks they'll be, they'll have the full immunity from the vaccination, so that'll help. And hopefully as the season goes on, we can, or I can, and TV and everybody else that covers the club can, at least talk to these guys face-to-face, even if it is from 6 feet or whatever, because you're right. I mean, that's where you find the stories. That's how you get to know guys, and that's where all the good stuff comes from. I mean, there's nothing better than sitting in the manager's office having a Coors Light, after a game, and of course after your story's filed.
That's for sure.
True. A lot of familiar names as far up and down. I know you tweeted out earlier today the list of former Iowa players, quite a few of them right now, peppered around minor league baseball, which is great to see for Rick Keller's team.
Yeah, that's a sign that Rick's doing and has done a great job, right? Is a lot more guys that played at Iowa that are in professional baseball, and that's awesome. I know there's a former Hawkeye playing in AAA for you, Scotty, the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Booker, the outfielder. So that's a name to keep an eye on. And, guys like Jake Adams, the first baseman who everybody remembers, with the prodigious power, he's in double A with the Houston Astros. And I'd have to count them all up, but I bet there's close to 10, maybe, former Hawkeyes that are in pro ball right now. And that includes former Kennedy Prep Zach Daniels, the pitcher, who was played at Iowa and, you know, is in high A with the Atlanta Braves organization. So a lot of guys to pay attention to, not just in the high A Central League, but every league here as we go along this summer.
Jeff, last for me, I wanted to ask you about the schedule, which is new and different. 6-game series, no commuter series anymore. Monday's off. I personally kind of like it. What say you?
Yeah, it's unique, you know, because basically it's kind of a week at home, a week on the road. So for me, it'd be a week on, a week off. They do have a 2-week homestand coming up later this month, if I remember correctly, late May, where they're at home for 12 straight games and then go on the road for 12 straight games. But, yeah, I mean, it's all in an effort to limit travel. That's kind of the impetus behind all of this, and I understand that as well. You know, they'll be taking multiple buses on top of that, so they're not going to be trying to cram everybody into one bus when they're on, you know, they're heading on the road. And as you mentioned, Mark, there's no commuter trips anymore. Everybody's going to stay in hotels. And, you know, and again, in talking to Trey Cabbage about the every Monday off thing, he's like, you know, us guys who have been around for a couple of years, we were just telling the young guys who haven't been through a full season yet, you have no idea how lucky you are that we get every Monday off. So I know the players are looking forward to it as well, and, you know, keep them fresh and you know, hopefully healthy through this crazy 120-game season.
One final thing on baseball, one suggestion, 6739 on the text line. Best thing they can do is actually expand the strike zone to what it actually should be and not a 2-inch by 2-inch square.
I would tend to disagree with that because we have record strikeout totals in the major leagues right now.
That's just because they swing hard. Swing.
You're going to expand the strike zone, you're going to see even more strikeouts, and I don't think that's what's very appealing to a lot of people. So we'll see.
Keep putting those launch angles on those high fastballs.
That's right, man. You know, line drive hitters, they're bad now. They're bad. You got to be able to lock the ball.
So. Oh, we could spend 2 hours talking about that.
Or more, yeah.
Or more. All the fun with that. Hey, one final one from me before we go away from baseball. We just had, of course, the schedule releases for high school football a couple weeks ago, and some very interesting things with the new system, new 5A now, and you got teams coming to town that have never been to town before. You got Wash and Marion playing for the first time. There's some interesting things as we look forward to the fall.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Washington and Xavier are going to start playing again because I think they're in the same pod district, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I mean, I'm not quite sure how geographically Pella and Oskaloosa fit into a district with three Metro teams, but, you know, I didn't put them together. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. And 5A, I think Mark probably knows this best. Jefferson's in with, is it Southeast Polk again this year?
Yep.
I think there's I knew they were kind of floating some Central Iowa teams in the different spots. Into different districts to kind of mix things up a little bit. So, you know, 8-game regular season instead of 9. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this, you know, all works out. I kind of like the premise of trying to get more teams into the playoffs, but I'm not quite sure how, you know, 5A, I'm not quite sure how it fixes what, to me, was the biggest problem. You're still going to have a fair number of teams in 5A that absolutely have no chance to, unfortunately, to get to the playoffs. So, you know, maybe they'll tweak it as we go along. But, hey, it's good to start. It's good to talk about high school football, right?
Yeah, and knowing it's going to be there. I was there last year, obviously, but, you know, we'll see. It's full force this year, no doubt about that. All right, man, happy birthday, and enjoy a ball game on the birthday.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. It's always great talking to you. Take care, and hopefully we'll see you in person soon.
We will. All right. Thanks, Jay.
All right.
Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Give him a follow on Twitter and read his stuff at thegazette.com. Back to wrap things up after this.
It's a great time to update your appliances and get 11% off everything at Menards. Spruce up your kitchen or laundry room with appliances from top brands including Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Criterion. Check out the largest in-stock selection to take home today at the lowest prices. Upgrade to new energy-efficient appliances and save big money with 11% off everything. Offer good through May 8th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Colonels are back after 603 days without a game, and it's time to party at the park. Opening night for your Cedar Rapids Colonels is Tuesday, May 4th. Get ready for exciting Colonels baseball, fresh popcorn, tasty hot dogs, ice-cold beverages, and fireworks after every Saturday game. Great seats are still available for games this season, so visit colonels.com for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
This is Colonels manager Brian Dinkelman. We'll see you at the ballpark for exciting entertainment for the whole family this summer.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere. Plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Back with you to wrap things up on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class at KGYM. And it's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up tomorrow, Mark. We'll have Brian Haas with us. And Brian trying to get together with we're going to have a surprise guest coming up tomorrow that I know people are going to enjoy.
I love surprises, Scott.
I know. Could be someone involved with a very high finish in a certain conference, in a certain tournament.
Okay. Thanks for the clue.
We'll see. He's working on it. If you are an outfielder, have some talent, and can stay healthy, please get a hold of the Chicago White Sox at this time. Luis Robert now out on the shelf for several months. After Eloy Jimenez, of course, missing most of the season. Last person, and I hate to stick anyone in the outfield right now for fear of injury for the White Sox.
Yeah, it's a shame. Obviously, the Twins arrival there, but you hate to see anybody suffer an injury like that. Best of luck in his recovery. By the way, the Cubs have finished off the Dodgers 7-1 in the first game of a twin bill. Later on, they'll try to conquer Trevor Bauer.
Yep, and that will be starting shortly from Wrigley Field. All right, Twins baseball coming up later on at 6 o'clock on the Gym OT, 107.5 FM. Coming up next, Todd and Alex taking you from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And Mark, enjoy the evening. We'll talk tomorrow.
We'll do. Talk then.
You've been listening to the Gym Class, KGYM.
The next generation of auto detailing is here. 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating. Simplicity meets a new level of performance.